Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com Players Platform Show.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I'm your show host, Bo Marchand. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us as we bring you the next generation of NFL stars of tomorrow. We bring you them today. And the guy that we are bringing, and we've had a litany of issues all on my behalf today, but we finally have the standout offensive lineman from Winston-Salem State, Jacquie Polite. Jacquie, I apologize for all the confusion today, but with that said, we finally appreciate you coming on and taking some time. Can you believe your time at the college level is kind of come and gone, and now you embark on another journey in your life?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And I'm honored to be a part of your show. Before I begin, I want to give thanks to the good Lord above, because without him, I wouldn't be in the position that I'm in today. And I also want to thank my parents, Pamela Polite and George Rivers, because, you know, they have always supported me and been there for me, and they've also gave me life. So, yes, sir. Right. And it's an honor, you know, having the chance to get a shot at an opportunity to play professional ball, to have a chance to, you know, pursue my dream. So I'm honored. I'm very excited.
Hey, man, Psalms 37:4, delight yourself in the Lord. He'll give you the desires of your heart. So you're kind of on your path.
Yes,
there. For you, I mean, have you always had that size? I mean, growing up, are you the biggest kid always?
Well, actually, I started off, I was never as tall. You know, I was always kind of short and stocky. And my mom, she said she didn't think that I was going to be this tall because, you know, my mom is like 5'10", my dad is 5'11", and, you know, in middle school, I was always kind of like a short, chubby guy. But in high school, man, I just towered over everyone. Like, I just grew. And I guess I used to eat my milk and drink my milk and eat my vegetables. So kind of got me up there, you know.
Excellent. And all, yeah, and the size kind of came to you. So, I mean, when do you kind of start thinking, hey, you know, I mean, because, I mean, growing up, I mean, anyone growing up, you know, you play sports, you want to play whatever sport you're doing, you want to be at the elite level. You know, when does it kind of sink in, just going through the motions of high school and, you know, getting into a college campus? And then finally, once you reach Winston-Salem State, when does that idea, you know, kind of come fruition to you that, you know, maybe I do have a shot at this?
Well, playing ball in middle school, in high school, I actually did track. I threw the shot put and discus. And I also played basketball and I did football. And I was always a hard worker. I remember there was times when I used to beg my mother and my father, like, you know, I was only like 17, 18 year old. And I used to beg them like around 7 a.m. to let me borrow their car to go to the field to go work out and go do some footwork drills. You know, I used to wake them up in the mornings just to go work out. And I was always dedicated to my position in playing football. And my coaches always told me, you know, you're going to be the one. You're going to be the one. Jaquah, you know, you're going to be the one. Like, you know, because I always show dedication and I always put in the work. And, well, actually, I transferred to Winston-Salem State from Missouri Western State. And I remember that very first day I got off the plane, Coach Partridge, Jerry Partridge, he looked at me, the head coach, he looked at me and said, "You're one of our pro guys." I remember the very first practice they saw me. I remember I was at right tackle and I ran upfield. I guess it was very rare for them to see an offensive lineman get upfield. And he told me, you know, "You're going to be one of our pro guys." And at Winston-Salem State, my coaches always looked up to – they always looked to me as a leader, you know, all as one of the hard workers. And, you know, with my size and my strength and, you know, my courage, and I always – you know, I said, hey, maybe I do have a shot. I mean, because my cousins, my family, even my homeboys, you know, they look at me and they say, man, there's really not a lot of guys like you walking around. You're not normal. Like, if I go in the mall, I'm bigger. I'm taller than everyone. You know, I go in the barbershop, I'm always bigger and taller. Like, man, you're big, man, you're huge. You know, so pretty much everyone that I meet, they, you know, they say, man, you're not normal. Like, and then sometimes I look at myself in the mirror like, man, I'm normal. You know, I'm 6'5". 305-pound muscular, I'm normal. So, you know, I'm just blessed with the opportunity. So I'm blessed with my size, and I figured I have a shot to play at the next level.
You definitely have a shot. Once again, Chukwu Polite, the standout from Winston-Salem State, kind enough to join us here, talking some NFL draft. If you miss any of this show in its entirety, you folks out there know you can always check it out at iTunes for free. You can download it there as well. Blog Talk Radio, the same avenue of the download and listening to it. And then we always post his bio page at collegeofpro.com. Great place for you to kind of hit up, find out more about this young man. We kind of go through his college. We put his highlights up there. We like to say it'll be a one-stop and shop for everything you're going to need to know about Chukwu as he makes his path towards his next level. One of my favorite questions to ask, and I ask all the guys that come on the show, is, I mean, if we're in the film room with you and you're with some scouts, what do you think they're going to love about you? I mean, when they look at you as an offensive lineman, what are those traits and qualities that they're going to put in the plus and home, you know, the hallmark of your game kind of things?
Well, for one, I strongly believe whenever they cut on the film, you know, I think they would look at my size, my body type. I have a very athletic body type, and I'm, you know, big, strong. And another thing that they will see is the hustle in me. The way I run up field, you know, run back and down. Hey, I feel like a DB out there running, man. I'm always running every play on passing plays. Run blocking plays, I'm always getting upfield. I'm always getting to the next level. So I strongly believe that would be a standout to see, you know, a big 300-pound guy getting upfield like that. So I strongly believe that's what they would look at.
Nice. And for you, I mean, and you know, I wish I could see more of you, but, I mean, during your time at the college level, have you kind of interacted? Most of the time you guys do, but, I mean, interchangeable kind of in each position between, you know, right tackle, left guard, right guard, center?
Yes, sir.
I mean, are you kind of interchangeable? Are you, you know, are you kind of able to, you know, kind of, you know, play all the positions of the offensive line?
Yes, sir. At Winston-Salem State University, I played both tackles, right and left, and that's throughout the entire game. See, what we have, the system there, we have a strong tackle, and we have a quick tackle. And me, I play the strong tackle. So, for example, if they say strong left, I get on the left. They throw a call out, strong right, I get on the right. So, if you watch my film, you will see every single game. I'm playing right tackle, left tackle, right tackle, left tackle. And I'm very athletic. I can play guard as well. It's not as different from tackle. It's just a little bit of a difference. You know, you have a smaller space, but you know, I'm pretty athletic. So, and center, I believe I can play that as well. It's just something that I would have to work on. And if I get to the next level, they say, hey, Jaquia, we need you to play center. Yeah, I'm going to play center. And also, when I transferred in from Missouri Western, I also played D-line at Missouri Western State, and I played D-line at Winston-Salem State. And I also played in high school. I played both sides of the ball. So I pretty much can go from offensive line to defensive line. And so if they put me out there, then that's where I'm at. Like whatever, I do whatever it takes to help the team win.
Excellent stuff. Awesome stuff. Does anything go unnoticed? And you kind of touched, I think, on some of these things. And I mean, the way you come across, you just come across as a great young man. I mean, you know, talked about the coaches kind of talking with you, and I think you're a guy that all coaches would love to coach. You just seem like a team-oriented leader, if you will. I mean, take us behind the locker rooms. I mean, what kind of guy are you in that locker room? Do other guys look up to you? Are you the leader in that? Are you the anchor of that O-line? I mean, kind of take us kind of under the hood behind the scenes of what Chukwu, you know, Polite brings to the table.
Okay, well, going behind the scenes, I will speak on this past season. I actually brought the offensive line closer. And how I did that, you know, after I made sure that everyone, you know, was here this summer, you know, I put us all in group messages, and I made sure we all worked out at the same times. And after the workouts, you know, I gathered them together, and then I held extra workouts, you know, extra offensive line, even if it takes 10 minutes, 15 minutes, let's just do some run blocking, let's just do some pass blocking, and we did that every single day. And you can see a big difference from the offensive line my senior year and my junior year. It's a big difference, man. I had, you know, we all playing bowling nights, and we went out to eat at, you know, offensive lineman. We love to eat. So, you know, we went out bowling. You know, we hung out. We watched the game. We watched a lot of basketball games. You know, we did those things as a unit. Even, you know, we pretty much all stayed in the same apartment complex. So that way, hey, we just go knock on each other's doors, man. Let's go out to the tennis court. Let's do some ladder drills. Let's run some sprints, you know, on the tennis court, basketball court. Let's hit the pool, you know, and pretty much brought us together. And actually, you know, we all, even this summer, you know, we got together and we all watched film together, man. And our offensive line was like a unit this year, this past season. And we went, you can see a big difference from a 6-5 season to a 9-3 season. You know, Coach John Etter, my offensive line coach, you know, he told me, he's like, you know, we look up to you as a great guy, a great leader. And, we need you to lead this team. And so that's what I did. This year, I wasn't as vocal as I was my junior year and my sophomore year. This year, I was more so focused, and I led by example. Because, you know, in order to be a good leader, you have to be a good follower. So I led by example. And what I did, I went out there every single game. Every game, it's on film. Every game, when we break the huddle, I'm sprinting to the ball. I'm the first one there, sprinting off the field, sprinting to the ball, getting upfield, you know, making downfield blocks, you know, chop blocking, doing what I got to do to grade out every game and to show my offensive line that I'm here to play for them. You know, I'm here for them. And another thing is I actually sprained my foot against Fayetteville State. And, you know, I got out the second half. But that very next game against who was this game? It was the last game of the season, including the last game of the season determined if we was going to go to the CIAA championship. And, you know, on a sprained foot, you know, my foot was severely sprained. It was a bad sprain. And I went to rehab 2 and 3 times a day. And, you know, John Lavender, our trainer, you know, he told me, man, this is a bad sprain. And I told John, I have to help my team win. This is my last year playing college football. You know, this could be my last time playing football ever. So what I did, you know, I worked with John 2 and 3 times a day. And as bad as my foot was hurting, man, CIAA championship, I was out there, man. I was playing. I gave it my all. I didn't complain. I did what I had to do. I picked it up, you know, put spat on there, and I got out there and I played. Probably a couple of Advil, leave. And I got out there, and if you watch the film, man, a lot of touchdowns were scored right off my back, man. It's like they didn't even miss a beat. You know, I was out there limping, but I still played. And that right there, after the CIAA championship, we went to the playoffs. And keep in mind, I didn't let my foot heal. So what I did, I went out there and I still played in the playoffs. I just didn't, you know, in the playoffs, we was playing against LIU Post. And LIU Post, they was 11-0, and we were 9-2. And, you know, in the beginning of the game, you know, they was kind of – they had us – they was blowing us out by at least 27 points going into halftime. And I believe going into halftime, the score was 30-something to – I can't – 14-12. I can't exactly remember. But, man, when we came out, man, I talked to the O-line, man, O-line offense, we got to tighten up. We've been doing this all year. All year long, man. All year long. The team is depending on us. You know, I was giving them that prep talk and getting them hyped. You know, So they came out, man, and unfortunately we lost, but we came back, and the final score was 48-41. And I guess you can kind of imagine how that game went. But, yeah, man, I want to give, you know, a special shout-out to my offensive line, you know, Tim Samuels, Kevin Clemens, Joshua Wormley, Donald Badgett, Brandon Witter, you know, those guys and D'Amico Jones, those guys they're phenomenal, man, and they really got me in this position. They helped me out along the way, too. They led me as well. So, you know, we were all a unit.
Awesome stuff. Once again, Traquah Polite here on the C2P talking some NFL, and this young man, what a fantastic guest today here on the C2P. Traquah, before we let you go, we always throw some off-the-wall questions your way. You ready to take a shot with those?
Yes, sir, I'm ready.
All right. Now, female celebrities, Traquah, if you could take any female celebrity out for a quick bite to eat, and you saying you being an O-lineman, you like to eat, so who are you going to invite to dinner?
Oh, I got to take Beyonce out. You only choose one. I already had one. I gotta take Beyonce. And if I had to choose again, I'll take Gabrielle Union. And you know, next I'll take Rihanna. But Beyonce gotta go out to eat with me first.
Right. Yeah. If Megan Good is usually on that list. I get a ton of Megan Good. Beyonce.
Oh, yeah, she's gorgeous,
Rihanna.
She's gorgeous, but Beyonce.
Yeah, they're all gorgeous. Yeah, I mean, they're all first round picks. I mean, they're all franchise type players.
She's a first round draft pick.
Plug and play. They'll be in the Hall of Fame in 10 years. Yeah, that's the type of talent there. You expressed your love and your unity with your O-line. So why don't we change the questions up from what I normally ask? And you're joking around saying you guys love to eat. Who is the biggest eater on that Winston-Salem State line?
The biggest eater on that Winston-Salem State O-line will probably be Donald Badgett. Donald Badgett, you know, I would say he's the biggest eater, you know. And, yeah, Don, he can eat. I can eat as well, but Donald Badgett, it just everyone just loves watching him eat, man. This guy can eat, man.
So take us through a quick story. We got about 90 seconds. Take us through a quick story. Like what was one of those times where he just started eating and he just kind of – he made it in an audience of all you guys watching him. What was he eating and how much did he eat and of what?
Man, Don is – you know, we call him the big dog. You know, he eat steaks, shrimps. I mean, at one time, he would cook it at once. Crab legs, steak, shrimps, hamburger, chili cheese fries, you know, some Cajun rice, Chinese rice. You know, Don, he'd eat it all at once, man. I'm telling you, that boy can eat. Oh, yeah, I missed one offensive lineman, Kevin Ward, as well. Kevin Ward, you know, he's a chef. You know he can't cook better than me, but, he tried to do his thing. So, yeah, Donald Patrick is one of our biggest eaters.
Nice. And then the final question today, we've been working with Eric Dorsey from Illustrative Creations. He's the artistry man. He paints cleats and he does a terrific job. With that said, if you could theme any of your cleats, what would you like your cleats to be painted and what theme?
If I can paint any of my cleats, I will paint them red. I will paint them red.
Just all red?
Red.
Any theme?
All red.
Nice.
The theme, I probably, you know, nah, I want them all red. All red.
Nice.
Yes,
I
sir.
Like it, man. Hey,
you can add a little white in there. You can add a little white. How about red, all red with white little stars on there, and the number 62.
Yeah.
I would take that.
There,
all red with little stars.
There you go.
White
now you look like you there.
62.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep. Now that would look like personalized cleats. There you go, my man.
Oh yeah.
That's excellent. Hey, I tell you what, you made my day. I'm glad we were able to kind of get this done and kind of seeing what you are behind the scenes. Great young man. And like I said, excited to see you moving forward. And you always have a place here at the C2P. Stay humble, stay hungry, and be blessed, my man.
Yes, sir. Where would I find this interview at?
We're going to post this on iTunes and Blog Talk. Are you on Twitter?
Yes, sir. I am. You want to follow me on there?
Oh yeah, we'll follow you. We can follow each other. And like I said, this will post the Twitter when the show ends, so you'll be set.
Okay.
And then, we'll find
tomorrow.
Each other on. No, it'll go right now. I mean, it's instant now. Yeah, we're live. Like this is going. The whole world's listening. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
So, we're set to
I'm about to text you my Twitter name, so you can add me in it or something.
Yeah. We'll get you going. Trust me, we'll have you set.
All right. Thank you, sir.
No problem. Once again, Chiqua Polite, the standout, Winston-Salem State. Man, I tell you what, 7 a.m., this young man is asking his mom and dad to drive him out to the field or the gym so he can start doing workouts and drills. I mean, come on, man. That's just awesome stuff, huh? Then he got his own line out on the tennis courts doing drills, huh? I mean, you talk about dedication, team orientation. I mean, got to love it. And like I said, when scouts have opportunity to kind of sit down and go one-on-one with him as the man that he is, they're just going to be impressed out the Yahoo. I mean, and like I said, you see what he does on the film. He has great size, a lot of upside. So a lot to look forward to in this young prospect, more towards the 2017 NFL draft. I'm your show host, Bo Marchant. Big shout out to Chiqua Polite here on the C2P.
This has been a College2Pro.com exclusive.